God bless you and thank you today for tuning in to Kingdom Keys, brought to you by the Kingdom Builders International Church, located in Carmel, Indiana, in the great United States of America. We are sharing with you a great lesson today. I am Pastor Kevin Jones. If you would like to write to me, get information on the ministry, or you'd like to support the ministry, email me at kevinjones@indy, that's I-N-D-Y, .rr.com. That's kevinjones@indy.rr.com. Let us go right into the word of the Lord. In 1 Samuel chapter number 30, I want to talk to you about how to handle a crisis. That's 1 Samuel chapter number 30, and I want to begin reading in verse number 1. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south in Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives, and their sons, and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Amalek's son, I pray thee, bring hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Father, we thank you for this great word. We pray that you will speak to us, that you'll minister to us, and help us today. And for this, we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. I want to share with you from the subject, how to handle a crisis. Now, all of us, no doubt, have dealt with crisis situations. A crisis is a situation that arises that we're not expecting. It brings great calamity. It brings great distress upon us. It puts us in a position where we're not prepared. You know, there are times in our life, and there's been times in your life when you've been prepared for situations, but it is in the time of a crisis that sometimes we find ourselves doing things that are contradictory to our belief in God, because the crisis is something that catches us off of our normal situation, and sometimes we react unfavorably. But I want to give you some encouragement on how to handle a crisis, because let me share with you, brother and sister, whether you've dealt with a crisis in the past or whether you're dealing with a crisis right now, you're going to deal with a crisis in the future. We all are going to have to deal with crises. It's not that we have to deal with them, but it is how we deal with that situation. The enemy will try to use it to steal our faith and our belief in Jesus Christ. But I want to help you, because in this great story that we've read and you're hearing in 1 Samuel chapter 30, and I ask you to read it in your free time because it's going to bless your spirit. We find our brother David, who has come back from a time when he was going to go battle with the Philistines. And the Bible teaches us that, you know, the Philistines were at one time a great enemy of the people of God, and still were, but David had favor. God had given David favor with many of his enemies. He just had the favor of God. God's favor will even cause your enemy to bless you. And so it was that David was requested, or David offered, to go up to battle with the Philistines. But the Philistines did not want David to go battle. As David went there, and I'm cutting the story off, but you can read it in chapter 29, David decided that he was going to go battle with them. But when he got to the battle, they refused David's assistance because they was afraid that David would rule over them. So David and his men, they go back home, and only to find that their city had been invaded. When their city was invaded, the Bible says that all of the women and all of the children and every possession that God had given them had been taken, and the city was burned and was on fire. David was in a crisis. He had led his men out to battle. He had led men who put confidence in him. These men left their children and their wives to go battle with this man of God. And upon returning, instead of receiving a hero's reward, instead of hearing the accolades and the praises of men, David and his men find the city burned, their children taken, their wives taken, their possessions taken. I would say that's a crisis. I would say that's a crisis. The Bible says that during this time that David and the men that were of war rose up and they began to weep in their heart because there was a great distress. You see, a crisis will cause you to have great distress. It will cause you to lament and it will cause you to react to the situation at hand. But notice now, the Bible says that as these men who were once ready to give their life for David and to David because they followed him into war, now when they come back and find that their possessions were taken, they turned on David and they were ready to kill David. The Bible said that here it was, and David was greatly distressed because the people spake of stoning him. The very ones who followed him into battle now turned against him and wanted to kill him and stone him because of their distress. You see, a crisis brings about a great distress. Sometimes if you're a business owner and you have a crisis, distress will cause you to want to do something that is illegal. Sometimes in a marriage, when you have difficulties, a crisis will cause you to want to commit adultery. Sometimes in a crisis, it'll cause you to want to go back to taking drugs and alcohol and to get into prostitution and pornography. But I'm telling you, child of God, that's not the way to handle the crises. Right now, we're going through one of the greatest financial crises in the world. Everywhere, people are being affected, both rich and poor. And one of the things that people are tempted to do is to hold back their resources from the church. People are not tithing. People are not giving according to what God has told them to give. And I say to you that that's not the time to back up, but that's the time to stand in faith and give and to begin to support. I want to thank God for those of you who are even supporting this ministry. But I'm saying to you, these are the steps to handle the crises. Number one, as David was being distressed, the Bible said the first thing David did was he called for the man of God. The Bible said in verse 7, and David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee or ask thee, bring me hither the ephod. So the first thing you must do is connect yourself to a man or woman of faith, a man or woman of God in the time of crises. Don't get around those that will tell you, I told you so. Don't get around those who will tell you that you're crazy. You need to connect with someone that is a man, a woman of faith. Because at this time in your crises, you don't need to hear anything but words of wisdom. You need to listen to CDs. You need to listen to teachings like this. You need to read the word. You need to go to church. You need to pray. Because you need an answer from God. So number one, you've got to get connected with a man or woman of God. Number two, the Bible said, and David inquired at the Lord. So number two, you must begin to seek the mind and the will of God. Because even in your crises, God's not having a crisis. Even in your time of turmoil, God is not in turmoil. Even in your time of drought, God has no drought. So you've got to stabilize yourself and you've got to get with someone of faith. And then after you get with someone of faith, you got to then get to someone that knows how to get a word through with God. When they get the word through, the Bible says that David began to inquire of the Lord. So you must begin to pray and seek the mind of God. Number three, as David began to get the mind of God, he asked the will of God. The Bible says, David said to him, shall I pursue? Shall I overtake? What shall I do? So David got connected with a man or woman of God. Number two, David began to pray. Number three, David asked the Lord's advice on how to handle the crises. You're in a crisis situation right now. You need to connect your faith with a child of God, a man or woman of God, a prophet of God, an apostle of God, a teacher, a preacher, a like fellow yokesman in the gospel. You need to pray with them. Number two, you need to seek the mind of God. Number three, you need to inquire what God wants you to do. Notice, God began to give David an answer of how to handle his crisis. He says here, shall I pursue or shall I wait? And God answers to him. He says, pursue, For thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail you're going to recover all. Notice now, God says, David, I want you to go in and I want you to do this, and you're going to recover everything that the enemy stole. God is saying today, those of you that are in a crisis, don't stop giving, give more. Don't stop praying, pray more. Don't stop doing the thing that you know to do that God wants you to do, because God is going to return it to you 100 times over. You're going to recover all. You're going to recover in your marriage. You're going to recover in your finances. You're going to recover in your health. You're going to recover in your business. You're going to recover your children that have gone wayward. You're going to recover your sanity, because God said he's not going to allow the enemy to overtake you. He's not going to allow the enemy to stop you. And so if you're in a crisis right now, or maybe you're not in a crisis, you need to take this word from God and understand that there are steps for you to handle your crises. Don't allow the enemy to get you in a place where you revert back to the ways of the world, to trickery, to bribery, to ungodliness, but stand steadfast in the word of the Lord. Be abounding always, being unmovable in God's word, knowing that it is God that will take you through your crises. David was greatly distressed, but David didn't run out on God. David was greatly distressed. David didn't go off and try to work this out on his own. Even though he was distressed on the inside, he did not allow his feelings to overtake him, but he knew that God had the answer for his situation. And I'm here to tell you that God has the answer to your situation. I would like for you to write me, let me know that this Kingdom Keys radio broadcast is being a blessing to you. You can email me at kevinjones@indy.rr.com. That's kevinjones@indy.rr.com. We are preparing a website where you'll be able to get more information on our ministry, where you can purchase books and you can purchase recordings and teachings. If you want us to come to your area and hold a crusade or a teaching, if you want us to, we specialize in development of pastors and workers and leaders. If you want us to come, just email me and I'll give you the information and we can partner. This gospel must be preached throughout the world, and I believe that God has commissioned us. We are the Kingdom Builders International Church. We're located in the United States in Carmel, Indiana, but we're building the kingdom of God one soul at a time, and we're just happy to be able to come over this great radio station to share a great word with you. So until next time, which is next week, we'll be back with another great word from God. You can handle your crises. You can go through it. Hook up with a man or woman of God of faith. Inquire of the Lord and ask God. So you must pray and ask God what he wants you to do, and God will bring it to pass. May God bless you and smile upon you in Jesus' name.